Russia's political changes concern Christians, but believers are determined. A powerful earthquake hits Indonesia where ministry's happening, and two Bible translators take to their bikes to translate scripture. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Russian President Vladimir Putin dissolved his government and named a new prime minister, little known Viktor Zubkov. This may be another example of Putin's desire for control, especially with elections just months away. It may also mean continued difficulty for evangelical Christians. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says that's why time is now to train young Christian leaders.
To help them to develop the level of commitment and passion for ministry that despite of any changes in the Russian political landscape, they will continue reaching the Russian Society for Christ.
According to Rakhuba, that's what will make the difference, but Russian Ministries needs your help. They have 2,200 students and it costs just $350 a year, but it could have such impact.
They will become the new politicians, the Christian ones, that on behalf of their churches will be offering changes.
It also equips them to evangelize. Go to our website to help. Next, Indonesia was on tsunami alert after yesterday's magnitude 8.2 earthquake and aftershocks that hit the West Coast. Food for the Hungry is one of the many partners working there. An assessment yesterday indicated their offices hadn't been affected. However, other buildings were damaged. It shook Jakarta nearly 400 miles away from the epicenter. The quake was the second largest since the tsunami of 2004. Pray for those affected and for wisdom as Food for the Hungry organizes a response. You're listening to Mission Network News. An emergency situation in Nicaragua has forced Mission Aviation Fellowship into action. The victims of Hurricane Felix, which number about 50,000, have had difficulty getting supplies. John Woodbury, MAF Disaster Response Manager, speaking from Nicaragua, says especially hit hard were the Mosquito Indians along the coast.
We've been partnering with Operation Blessing and Missionary Flights International out of Florida. Basically, because there's no road access to the area, there's a big river between here and there, and the barge got blown away in the hurricane. And so there is a need to get rice, beans, corn flour, salt, sugar, just basic supplies like that.
This air bridge has been facilitated by the church. Woodbury's asking people to pray
for safety for the operation and that Jesus would be honored and glorified by the people who received these gifts there, and that God's kingdom would grow, and we're blessed to be able to help during their time of need.
Meanwhile, it's taken over a year, but two workers with Wycliffe Bible Translators will be traveling across the United States in support of Bible translation on their bikes. Ed Spires and Doug Haig are partnering with Wheelpower Christian Cyclists and will tour from Los Angeles to Lynchburg, Virginia, beginning September 19th. Haig says,
basically, their objective is evangelism. Bicycles just opens a door to share your faith with folks, to have that home missions element, and then throw in this world missions and Bible translation. For me, a missions project like this couldn't get much closer to God's heart.
It's being done to raise money and awareness of the need for Bible translation, which is great, says Haig.
Only 6% of the world's languages have the whole Bible. Only 2,000 of the world's languages, approximately, have the New Testament, a book, or at least a portion of Scripture. Roughly 2,300 languages, representing 200 million people, do not have a single verse of Scripture.
And Here's Life Inner City is helping at-risk people address life issues that make getting and keeping a job difficult. Created in a Harlem homeless shelter, Holistic Hardware is a biblically based video program. It helps bring people out of crisis so they can maintain a job and eventually find a career they enjoy. The recently enhanced version is available on discs that include testimonies, music, and drama, and a leader's guide. Holistic Hardware has been proven effective in prison, rehab, and juvenile homes. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org for a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.